Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. This also happens to be my ride to work. So I wanted to take a moment today as the week cruises by. This week is just going so fast, I don't even know what's going on. I wanted to talk about some Kickstarter stuff that happened over the weekend. Because Kickstarter is, it's not so much relevant on the video game side of the house, but on the board game side, Kickstarter is massive. And so, we're talking, there are entire companies whose business model is built around the context where they just run Kickstarter campaigns. That's it. That's all they do. And what they'll do is they'll run a Kickstarter campaign for a big game, get a big influx of cash, use that to pay the bills, possibly to complete fulfillment on older games or provide customer service on games that they made years ago. Basically, they use that as just investments to help keep their books in the black, right? And so they constantly are taking in influxes of cash and then, putting these new Kickstarters out. And so this wasn't originally what the program was intended for, right? Kickstarter was intended. Don't mind me opening up a little soda. Originally, Kickstarter was intended so that creators with a single vision, with a single product that they couldn't get across the finish line, could ask for help from a community of more or less investors to help them. And so it's changed, and I don't necessarily think, I mean, there are some folks that think that this change is fundamentally bad, that there are companies that are using Kickstarter as a quote-unquote pre-order campaign are bad, that it's kind of diluting the purity of the system and kind of robbing funds from smaller creators. There are others, Daniel Zayas, who's a friend of the EFG, the primary podcast, who is a, who has said the opposite. He's actually said that the big fish are actually a benefit to the smaller creators because they bring traffic to the website on the same day. So, for example, if someone has 100 some odd dollars of Kickstarter money to spend, they roll in to a campaign that is a big ticket item and it's $70. Maybe they'll put those $70 down. They're still going to have $30 more to go. So they might find a smaller campaign. And that's someone who wouldn't have been on Kickstarter to begin with. A lot of these bigger campaigns reach a huge audience that isn't necessarily trolling Kickstarter every day, right? So they reach a big audience, they bring more people to the site, and so, it's arguable, at least, that increased traffic is almost like ad revenue that you aren't, as a smaller creator, having to pay. Ultimately, it's a philosophical discussion as well. You know, the fact that it counts as advertising, maybe that it still kind of interrupts the purity of the program if you want to go there. I don't. I mean, it's a way to get money to make your thing made. But a funny thing happened over the weekend. And by funny, I really don't. I mean, funny as in a way where it is interesting or maybe even borderline bordering on troubling. What happened is Kickstarter suspended two campaigns, and they essentially canceled and refunded a campaign that was already completed and money had already been taken, which is insane when you think about it. The reason that we understand, and really, Kickstarter hasn't been very, you know, forthcoming with their information, which is a little troubling, but on the other hand, these aren't our campaigns, so they don't necessarily need to communicate with us. But they have a policy that states that you cannot have more than one active campaign at a given time. Right? So if you can't have more than one campaign at a given time, that means that if you are, you know, that, what that definitely means, you can't have two live campaigns collecting funds at once. Some people might say, well, why not if you have the bandwidth to do that, if they're different products? I'm not here to argue that. That is Kickstarter's rule, and they have enforced that rule in the past. In fact, their system will not allow you to create another campaign under the same account. So if I were to create, say, a Kickstarter for Season 2 of Engage Family Gaming or something, although Season 2 would be really silly because we've been doing this for 7 years, but if I were to do a Kickstarter and then a day later try and start another Kickstarter from my account for a board game that Evan designed, the second one wouldn't be, I wouldn't be able to do it. I might be able to create a draft. I honestly haven't tried, but I can't go live on that other campaign. Now, it appears that there is an interpretation of that one campaign at a time rule that states that the campaign is more or less active until fulfillment is complete, which would mean, if that were the case, that you would have to complete the campaign, get the funding done, get the design work on the game done, and have the game actually ship to backers and be fulfilled before you could go live on another campaign. If that is the case, and that interpretation is what Kickstarter wants to go with, then that's definitely not being universally enforced, because there are several companies that their entire business model is they run their Kickstarters on a different schedule than they do their fulfillment. They're loosely connected, obviously, but CMON, Cool Mini or Not, they don't call themselves Cool Mini or Not anymore, but they're CMON. CMON will run a Kickstarter, and they run their Kickstarters every 6 to 7 months. They do a new one, maybe even faster. And as soon as the money comes in, then it's more or less treated like a pre-order through their logistics system, which, by the way, is massive. And so they have all these, they essentially complete a Kickstarter, the funds come in, and then they have a bunch of existing pre-orders that are in their system. And they fulfill those games when the games are available. The good news is with CMON, a lot of the times when they do a Kickstarter, the design is already done. So like the game is mostly made. They're just waiting for, you know, final components and figuring out how big the print run will be, and you know, some of the little stuff. But they generally know what this game is going to be. Excuse me. So, you know, we don't have to worry about that. You know, these games, the fulfillment will be completed. It's just a matter of time. But if Kickstarter were to change their rules and prevent CMON from starting another campaign until the last one was fulfilled, that would definitely throw off a lot of their funding and could do some serious damage to their business model. Which makes me wonder, would big companies like CMON continue to use them? They have the marketing dollars to say, you know what, guys, we're not using Kickstarter anymore. We're going to use Indiegogo or something else. There's other crowdfunding platforms out there. And they could just do that. It's interesting to see where this is going. We don't know the details. Kickstarter has not provided more information. I know they're getting asked a lot of questions, so I suspect within the next couple of days we should get more clarification. But this is really troubling to me, because anytime a system that really works for, well, I don't want to say well, the system as it exists is not stacked against new creators the way some people might think that it is. I know several new creators who have done the appropriate groundwork and put in the footwork and did the marketing and made a quality product and have been successful for it. Just look at the people that made Fire Tower, Runaway Parade Games. Those guys are great. Sam and Gwen have an amazing product, and it wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Kickstarter. And they are the definition of a small team. They make one game, and they went to small conventions, and they did the grind, and that was enough to get them the momentum that they needed, which is amazing. And so if this decision changes the way that Kickstarter works, right? Like, maybe the theories, and really I hesitate to call them theories because they are backed up by data, but perhaps the feeling that these larger campaigns support and kind of lift up smaller campaigns is untrue. Let's just suppose that it is. Let me restate what I'm saying. These campaigns do support smaller companies. They just do. We have the data to back that up. If they go away, then that diminishes the value of the platform. It means there will be fewer people going there. It also means there could be an entire population that just boycotts and goes to another site. And fracturing the board game crowdfunding universe, it could be great. You know, maybe there's a crowdfunding service for everything. But man, it feels like complicating the process is the last thing that we want to do. So it's really going to be interesting to see what happens. For those of us that still enjoy Kickstarter, you like throwing out that money to support interesting games that your family might want to play. Kickstarter's not going anywhere. This isn't like some massive sea change that's going to happen in a day. So it's certainly something that we're going to want to look at and think about. So, yeah, this has been my ride to work. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on Kickstarter right now. When we have more updates, I'll do another episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think that it's okay that these bigger companies would have the right, as of right now, to kind of float from campaign to campaign, even though they haven't been fulfilled? Are you really worried about that risk from CMON? Are you concerned that they're not going to get you your game? Let me know. I'll throw this into the community, and I'd love to hear your comments. I do hope you're having a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, don't forget to get your family game on. See you soon. Bye now.